This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now,
I don't believe the New England Patriots are waiting till March 16th to get an answer from Tom Brady.
I'm open-minded about the process.
I don't think that they're going to let Tom Brady go to free agency, sign with Team X, and then on March 20th say, well, what do we do at quarterback now?
Cultural change is hard.
If you get to the legal tampering period and you don't know what you're doing, then you're really behind the eight ball.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and
be safe,
tomorrow.
Guys.
Be careful.
Right before. Right.
Be careful.
Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
With the forthcoming death of Mr. Peanut. Sadly, I don't know if you know this or not, but Mr. Clean, black lung. Due to breathing in all the chemical products.
Mm. Yeah.
Keebler Elf.
Oh.
Big diabetes, diabetes issue.
Horrible.
Oh, boy.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
I was going to make another lizard joke, but I feel like I'll leave that one alone for now.
He referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem.
Speaking of penises.
Penises.
There's a new candle on the market called This Candle Smells Like My Penis.
Huh. Can I touch it?
Joined by.
They jealous us.
Wiggy.
I'm going back to what Jeremy Wiggins said.
Jerome Wiggins.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
Is it legal to sue another member of your radio show for unnecessary harassment and defamation of character?
Could Nick get a restraining order against Ken and the two of them still be here on the show? That's what he's really asking.
Imagine you're in the bathroom, he's going to pee. 10-foot rule. Out of here.
Tinkle sprinkle.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
Bitchy, some of those jokes are falling over like a red balloon.
They can't all be winners. Just ask your mom and your dad.
Hey!
Where the f*** are they all?
How about this pile of nuts?
All the fields.
Cover it.
Just want to say hi, Greg.
Yeah, good.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Well, don't I feel embarrassed? I've been calling him Jerome Wiggins for the last couple of months, and apparently it's Jeremy.
Jeremy Wiggins.
Yeah, my mother's like, I don't understand why these people can't get your name right. It's Jermaine. Mm-hmm. These damn idiots. Cat. Like, Mom.
Who was that referring to my pal, Mr. Wiggins, as Jeremy?
That's the great Danielle Trotta on Boston Sports Tonight last night on NBC Sports Boston.
I keep going back to what Jeremy Wiggins said.
Jeremy?
Yeah, it's a hard name to pronounce.
Honestly.
I mean, I guess it is.
I kind of like Jeremy.
Jermaine. It's very, very difficult for white people to pronounce.
It has nothing to do with race.
I've never had a black person mess up my name. Never.
Well,
we had the caller who wanted to refer to you as Jerome.
Right. Yeah.
He was pretty confident.
Right.
But I've never heard you referred to as Jeremy before. I kind of like it.
That's what I mean. I've been around a lot of black and a lot of white people, but I've never had a black person mess up my name.
I keep going back to what Jeremy Wiggins said.
What was she going back to? To what he said about what?
Who knows?
Bob Kraft.
Oh, Bob.
He would never let Tom Brady get away.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Danielle. And yes, it's Friday, and Jeremy's here.
Jeremy's here.
And Deandra. Diane, as a caller once referred to you on the old program on the other station.
Yeah, many, many years
ago. And Ken is here. Curtis is still recharging his batteries. Curtis is off recharging his batteries, Wiggy.
I didn't get a rundown last night?
Yeah,
that was one that I texted him. He didn't even text me back.
He didn't. He's probably, when you're recharging your batteries, you don't even
recharging
answer.
Recharging them from what?
Oh, he's very busy, very tired. I mean, he's worked very, very hard.
Isn't his dad got a ton of money? Can't he just hold back?
In a moment, when I get to my lead, you're going to hear that a lot of millennials are facing a new crisis early on in life that many of us didn't face until later on in our lives. Oh. So maybe that's what Curtis is going through. But anyway, okay, we got a lot.
Loser.
We have a lot to cover on the show this morning. If you want to call and you want to be on, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line anytime this morning, and that is 37937. Coming up next, or this hour, sorry, it's already 6:05. Coming up this hour, the dumbest of the day at 6:45. And then at some point, probably during the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to have to address Danielle's weird kink fetish accidentally told me about during during the office meeting this morning. I think we'll probably have to get to that during the 7 o'clock hour, but that's a weird one. Right now, though, we'll do this.
This is The Lead.
Still trying desperately to justify his claim yesterday that Aerosmith is the greatest American rock band of all time.
Number two of the Doors.
You were surprised
at the backlash for that.
You were ripped apart on Twitter last night when you released your list of the top American
several
rock
likes,
bands.
Several likes on that post.
Yeah.
By the way, are you Charmed is on the TV behind you. Are you trolling me with Alyssa Milano?
I don't know who put that on, but that was How Creepy Is It yesterday. When you talked about, which episode was it?
Somebody sent the mermaid episode.
The mermaid episode of Charmed is what Ken likes to watch at home nobody's around, which is weird.
He's stuck in the, 2002 vortex, huh?
Well, he's trying to save money and not buy any porn, so he watches Charmed.
I'm going to tell you, I never realized until that marathon was stuck on in here how boob-heavy Charmed was. I mean, they're just spilling out all over the place.
So who do you have on there? You got Alyssa Milano.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Girl from Shannon Doherty.
Yeah. 90210.
Shannon Doherty was a pure smoke when she was on 90210.
Okay.
Is that creepy to say that? I mean, they're like 40-year-olds playing high school kids, so it's really not creepy. But she was also, she had that crazy, I'm going to make mad passionate love and then kill you look. In her eyes.
That
men like.
She has that Rihanna look.
You know what they say, Danielle. The crazier they are, the
better in bed they are.
The better. Yeah,
it's the crazy hot matrix.
You nailed it, Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Well, Jeremy, are you ready to kneel before Zod once again? Because Adam Schefter has spoken, okay?
Yeah. I don't believe the New England Patriots are waiting till March 16th to get an answer from Tom Brady. I don't think that they're going to let Tom Brady go to free agency. All of a sudden, sign with Team X, and then on March 20th say, well, what do we do at quarterback now?
Now, this was a dueling report. Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston had this as well. Basically, TB12 needs to give the Patriots an answer before free agency. So here's another ultimatum. What happened to Bob Kraft's We Plan To? Ultimatums being floated out amongst the hoi polloi.
What ultimatum?
Where do you think Schefter's getting that?
Yeah, but we've already known this. This is like Captain Obvious. Schefter is stating something that we knew.
Well, that's stupid.
2 months ago, saying if he doesn't sign before March 18th, this 13.5 million. So it behooves the New England Patriots.
Ooh.
You like
big,
that?
I love that
you
word.
You love the big words.
Behooves.
Not behooves. This is an ultimatum. You don't tell us you're in, then you're out. That's what this is saying.
Then that's,
and that's dumb. If you're Bob Kraft, you let Brady play the market and you wait for him.
So you believe that Schefter is getting that from Robert Kraft.
Of course.
Correct?
Or somebody in the Patriots, yes.
So if Tom Brady does not agree to a deal by the deadline, then he is gonzo.
Gone. Goodbye.
Gonzo. Okay.
But we believe that, though.
Sure.
Because we know that this $13.5 million that they're going to get hit with. So.
It's the greatest player of all time. You're not going to wait an extra couple weeks to let him go and sow his wild oats and see what other teams are going to offer?
They'll ultimately get the deal done beforehand because they don't want to get hit with that money.
All right, Ken, thank you. Wiggy, what do you got for a lead?
All right, so I was listening to OMF yesterday, and Dale and Keith, they were talking about this. I think today is the big press conference of Eli Manning retiring.
Yes, yes.
And we had Derek Jeter and Larry Walker just get into the Hall of Fame recently.
Right.
I am done with the Hall of Fames. They should be done in all sports. No more Hall of Fames at all. Because
really?
Now it's about letting just good players get in. The people that vote on the Hall of Fame, don't take it serious. You have Larry Walker, who they said in 2014 only had like 10% of the votes. Now he's a Hall of Famer and there's pity votes. The Hall of Fame has just become a mockery. They let anybody in. And originally it was supposed to be the best players to play in their era. And Eli Manning was nowhere near one of the best players in his era. And he will ultimately probably go into the Hall of Fame along with Phillip Rivers and many other above average quarterbacks.
But does it surprise you the way this country is going? I mean, what was once a C is now an A.
Right.
Well, every player in a youth sport gets a trophy.
Yep.
Of course there's going to be pity votes. Of course everybody's going to get into the Hall of Fame.
It's time to do away with the Hall of Fame.
Get rid of them?
All of them. In all sports, no more Hall of Fames because now you're just letting people in.
Where would the bloody sock reside?
Well,
if it can reside
over his fireplace in his house.
Okay, all right.
Just going to throw in one tiny correction. I think it might be Halls of Fame, like attorneys general.
Halls
of Fame instead of Hall of Fames.
Oh, not Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Halls of Fame.
Halls of Fame. You knew what Jeremy meant.
Yes. I did. Come on,
Diane. You should know better than that.
Going back to what Jeremy Wiggins said.
I did not know what you were talking about. Vegas is changing their slogan.
Oh, they are?
Yes. Oh. Used to be what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
That happened since they came out with that in 2002 as the official slogan of Las Vegas. Now they're reportedly changing it to what happens here only happens here.
Okay. Isn't that the same exact thing?
I can't tell if it's...
Is this because reworded?
I think the way... it's poorly worded. It should be happens only here.
Oh,
again, I'm getting technical, but it's because
I'm
trying to figure out exactly what the point is, Ken. I don't know if they're saying it's like we're, you know, comma placement. Is it what happens here only happens here or is it only happens here? I'm assuming it's the second.
Yeah.
So it should be happens only here. But they're changing. It's lackluster to me.
I think the other one was fine.
The other one was fine.
Yeah.
And it was very, very, it was an accurate commentary on Vegas.
Their slogan should be, make sure you check your hooker for the coronavirus.
But
I think that's what it should be. All right. News today that millennials are having a new midlife crisis.
Oh,
and when I say midlife,
yeah,
they're having it way earlier than those who have had it for decades. A new study says that unhappy and anxious millennials are suffering their midlife crisis in their early 30s. Apparently the pressure to hit adult milestones is out of sync, unquote, for many millennials. Those adult milestones are getting a job, buying a home,
having kids, getting married.
Not a house plant.
Yeah.
Getting married, having children, all of those things. You're right.
That house plant has a name, Greg.
And they are calling it the 30-something midlife crisis.
Okay.
So we're here to help. If any of you are listening and you need guidance and
our country's
support.
So weak, man. We're soft nowadays. We need not to the extreme, but we need to bring back bullying in school just a little bit.
Stop toughening up these kids, man.
Toughen up.
I don't think bringing back bullying.
Yeah,
is the
you know what? Every now and then you needed to take an L when you were younger and say, you know what? That's going to make you tough. And you're having a midlife crisis at 28 years old because, come on, man. What's wrong with the world we're living in?
I know. All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. Coming up at 6:45, it is the dumbest of the day. And as if the youth of America couldn't get any lazier, we will discuss what is becoming the new high school sport next.
The Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy. Tomorrow starting at 1. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is presented by the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you this winter. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Do millennials recharge their batteries, Hillman, or is that
I think they try to every single day.
Mm-hmm. Well, Antonio Brown has turned himself in. This happened last night. The Broward County Jail is now having one AB as a member.
Well, our long national nightmare is over.
Yeah.
We now know the whereabouts of one Antonio Brown. Yep.
It charged him a lot of money, though. $4,000 just to move his stuff from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's probably taking advantage of, right? That's what you're going to tell us. I mean, we don't have enough time for Wiggy to defend Antonio Brown now, but we'll dedicate a whole segment to it.
You heard the start of the defense right there.
Maybe 6:30. Yeah, you heard the start. You heard the start. He was raked over the coals by the moving company. Well, that's what Wiggy is going to say. By the way, did you know that you can't spell APB? Without AB? I don't know if you knew that or not.
Did you steal Fitzy's joke book last night? It's two in a row.
AB arrived in a turquoise suit at 10 p.m. with family and friends at his side. His lawyer said he's innocent. Uh-huh. He did spend the night in the jail and 8:30 bond hearing this morning. Their spin is an associate who has been fired didn't tell AB he owed $4,000, so that's what set him off.
Okay. All right. Let him go. Free AB.
Yes.
Free AB.
Did the associate not get his last check?
Doubtful.
We need to commission some kind of a free AB rap tune. Like, do you know any rappers?
He's gone full on hip hop. That's why he's doing a lot of this stuff. Huh. Musicians.
Speaking of that, we don't have time right now, mm-hmm. but I have commissioned a rap superstar to do the theme song for my new weekend show.
What?
Extra Sauce.
Okay.
I will tell you who that rap superstar is later, Wiggy.
Wow.
Okay? Big news for Wiggy. Wiggy's going to love this.
That is big. New juicy Mookie Betts trade rumors. There's a guy from The Athletic, Dennis Lynn, who covers the Padres, who says the Red Sox and the Padres are talking, and it's been confirmed by Alex Speer of The Globe. So discussions are underway. Possible return would be prospects and outfielder Will Myers, who they're looking to kind of shed salary on. So
you're Mr. Baseball. Would you do the deal?
No, I would not.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why? You got to do the deal.
I love Mookie Betts, and I'd sign him to $400 million.
I mean, I would, but they're not going to do that, because if they were going to sign him, he would already have an extension.
I think you ride him out for 1 year. A Mookie could be huge. I mean, this team needs Mookie Betts now more than ever.
What do you mean huge in the sense that you're not winning a World Series?
Why not?
You don't even have a
sales
manager.
Sales back and prices back? Yeah, who needs a manager?
Maybe Mookie could Mookie be the manager, too?
Well,
if he got $400 million, would he be the player manager?
Well, if he gets $400 million now, that's a different story, but they're not giving him $400 million.
If he got $400 million, could he give $4,000 to AB to pay his moving bill?
I think so.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I think he could. It's not that much money.
Pro Bowl weekend, we'll have it 2:30 to 6 tomorrow. Also, NBA All-Star starters announced. Kemba Walker is one of them. And NHL All-Star weekend in St. Louis. Bruce Cassidy is coaching, and Pasta will be there. Serena out at the Australian Open. It's the Greg Hill Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Wow, a little Neil Diamond can. What's going on?
Happy birthday to Neil Diamond. Want to take a guess at how old he is?
73. 70, 75, maybe?
Nope.
78.
Getting closer.
$1. Wait a minute. Jeremy, are you a Neil Diamond fan?
No.
Okay.
But I know who he is.
You do know who he is. All right. That's good. How old?
79 today.
79.
Oh, man. Wow.
Ken, this is wildly irresponsible of you, given, the jinx and all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right in his wheelhouse age bracket.
I mean, do the listeners of the new show know about the Hillman Jinx on the old show?
We've talked about it a few times, but I don't think we've really gone in depth about how accurate it's been and how in denial you've been for 29 plus years.
Yeah, I mean, there was a horrible thing on the old show where we would be discussing an older celebrity, and within a mere 24 hours, that celebrity would shuffle loose this mortal coil and pass away. And so,
didn't you jinx Jimmy Carter on the new show with the fall?
Yeah, I believe. Yes, you're right. Jimmy Carter came up in random conversation, and then boom,
yeah,
the poor guy blew a hip out.
You killed Tom Petty
in the house. I did kill Tom Petty.
You also mocked the dead. Neil Peart has been dead for a couple weeks, and you still bury the guy.
No, I don't mock Neil Peart.
Neil Peart.
Huge. That'd be huge. If they could sign Mookie, that'd be huge. All right. Well, anyway, is it a happy birthday, Neil Diamond? Is it a read every text Friday? Remind me.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. Let's see. My lead this morning was that millennials are suffering a midlife crisis way earlier than in previous generations. They are now suffering it in their early 30s, according to a new study.
Mm-hmm.
Unhappy and anxious millennials are feeling the pressure to hit adult milestones much earlier than the rest of us. And here is a text that says, do you know how expensive it is now to get married and to go to college and to buy a house? You old fogies had it easy.
Oh.
So there's an explanation from a millennial.
And you ruined it for all the millennials.
That's the explanation from them of why they are suffering midlife crisis in their early 30s.
Boomer!
Right.
This text says, Danielle's proper use of the Oxford comma is sexy AF.
I actually went back. I put an Instagram post up of a childhood photo for Throwback Thursday of me and my mother, and I went back to edit the post because I had forgotten my beloved Oxford comma or death.
And she says that she's from East Boston. I don't buy it. She's going back to look for commas and something she wrote.
You blame my mother for that. My mother would not let me fall into the East Boston grammar trap.
Oh, jeez.
Here's a text that says, Jeremy Wiggins sounds exactly like the singer from Kings of Leon. I've never noticed that.
I don't know.
But maybe we could get a Kings of Leon rejoin coming up next, Ken. Maybe use somebody. This is Mike from West Roxbury. What's up, Mike?
Greg, Danielle, Jeremy, what's up?
What's going on? What's up?
Yeah, I want to comment on the midlife crisis thing.
Yes.
Yeah, so, all right, I'm 30 years old. I've had a job since I was 12. I've been paying rent since I was 17. The kids that are complaining about this stuff are, like, kids that have had everything handed to them, like Curtis.
Right.
Or, like, kids that go to college for, like, gender studies or some stupid, you know, something like that. I was about to swear, but...
Well, it's
ridiculous.
Mike's telling the truth. That's what it is. It's people like Curtis that are millennials that have had everything handed to them in their whole life. They come from, you know, good money, silver spoon in your mouth, and now you're like, oh, my God, it costs so much money to buy a house. There are some people that can't even afford a house.
Well, it's always, I mean, I think it's always been relative, the cost of a home or what you choose to put your money into or how you choose to spend it. I think a lot of millennials prefer to spend their money on travel as opposed to because they want the Instagram photos.
Right.
I mean, let's
be
honest.
They want the likes.
Hashtag
pray for Bahamas.
I never got to travel till I was like in my 30s, right. And I still haven't really traveled. I mean, that much.
That's because you've been working for 28 years.
I've been working for 28 years. You're right about that. But
and he doesn't use all his vacation time.
I'm also afraid of the coronavirus, so I won't be traveling anywhere.
What a mess that is.
I might not even. I'm supposed to go to Montana in another month. I might not even go there because of the coronavirus.
Montana.
Montana. Yes. Oh, yeah, sorry. Montana. Right, Wiggy? Yeah, Montana.
Well, they're just so weak. These, you know, millennials are so soft. That's all it is.
What do you mean? Not all of them. What are you talking about?
I'd say a good portion of them because of the way that they're raised. But
can't you blame their parents for that?
Well, yeah.
Technically, it's not their fault.
I blame their parents, but I also blame society because now it's like we talked about with my lead earlier. Everybody gets a trophy. It's like, well, you know, let's not put so much pressure on this person and let's take it easy. And they don't necessarily need a job. I'm not saying you got to go to college because, let's be honest, sometimes college could be a farce, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to do that, but it's like, you know, if he's finding himself at 35 years old, it's really?
Well, I'm not a millennial, but millennials have had it tougher. They had it tougher than you did, Greg. Let's be real about
this. You think so?
Totally. I mean, student debt is out of control. You didn't have social media when you were a teenager. That would have destroyed you.
Well, this texter says the reason why older generations hit their adult milestones sooner than millennials is because we had cocaine included in our soda pop.
That's a good point. So we're just all kind of racing around. Cocaine and Adderall.
But there is a texter who's blaming it on the pressure of social media. So they're saying that if you look at social media, everybody looks like they're living a marvelous life.
Right.
They're all financially well-to-do. Mm-hmm. And they're
in shape. They're trim. They're low body fat. No acne.
They're traveling.
Everybody looks great.
They're flying off to exotic locales.
Yeah. Look at me in my tiny waist.
Shouldn't that motivate you to want to do something?
No, because it's all fake. It's all lies.
But if it is fake or it's lies, it should be fuel to your fire to want to do more than sit in your mother's basement or whatever you as a millennial are trying to find yourself with.
No, those people just go follow Gary Vaynerchuk and then like all of his videos as soon as they are published. And
Don't say anything bad about Gary Vee.
Love Gary Vee. But I'm just saying, these people like glom on and they're like, I follow Gary Vee. I'm like, the guy literally publishes his phone number. Have you taken any of his advice to heart? I think we did a huge, huge disservice within the school system, and this goes way back, not teaching basic life skills.
Right.
Like how to balance a checkbook. How to build credit.
Well, Venmo.
But how to build credit. What's a mortgage? What's a 30-year fixed over 10? Like, what are... Eventually, you're going to get out in the world, and you're going to... One of the biggest problems that people have is they turn 18.
Right.
They get a credit card. They're like, hey, I can go buy a bunch of stuff. Then they can't afford it. Plus, then you have the student debt thing. People have no way... They have no idea how to build their credit score.
But let's be honest. If you're spending $5,000 on a house plant,
then
your priorities are a little off.
Right. Make a budget.
But it goes back to what Danielle said, right? So if you're in high school and you're not learning some of these things, you're not learning, you know, like real world education, if they're too busy trying to tell you where to put your whatever comma it needs to be rather than here's how you need to survive in the world, that's the issue. You're teaching kids about history that, you know, things that happened 200 years ago, but you're not teaching them how to survive out there when they do got to get a job or they got to figure out how to balance the checkbook, like you said.
Well, it is apparently a crisis in our country. A new study has revealed that millennials are having their midlife crisis in their early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the pressure to hit adult milestones is out of sync. And many of us feel for those of you who are millennials and are here to help. Hello, Jonathan.
Good morning, Morning Crew.
Hi, Jonathan.
What's going on, Jonathan?
Oh, not too much, man. I just try to resist the urge to call in so much. Uh-huh. So I try not to, but some things that some people say or you just get under my skin.
Yeah.
Like the last caller there saying that the only people complaining about this is people that have been handed everything. I'm like, dude, I've been working and like basically on my own since I was like 17, man, because both of my parents went to jail, man. Yeah. So I had to like make it happen. I'm looking at it, the money that I'm making, the situation around me and everything, I'm probably not going to be able to afford a house. You know how expensive a house is in the Boston area or surrounding?
Yeah.
It's insane.
I know.
And I'll share it right now. I make $20 an hour. I'm not buying a house on $20 an hour. Who's buying a house on $20 an hour?
Yeah.
And I work a decent job. I do construction and stuff, but still, man.
Yeah.
Like to say that is I get what you're getting at. You know, you're trying to poke a little fun. There is some people out here like you know, BSing a little much when they've had everything handed to them. I get it, but it's tough out there, man. It really is.
You know, Jonathan.
What's up?
Being serious for a minute, and not my generation, right? I'm 53 years old. I'm not talking about my generation, but there were previous generations to mine, like the greatest generation, where they didn't spend money on travel. They didn't spend money
like $500 a month going out and getting drinks. Mm-hmm. They didn't spend money on going out to nice restaurants. All they did was save their money so that they could buy a house because that was the one thing that they wanted to do. But they,
yeah,
but they,
I'm not. Yeah,
they didn't
I'll continue. Sorry,
they didn't have a forum to whine about it. So they probably whined about it to their neighbor or something. In this case, in this case, everybody has been given a forum, which is social media, mm-hmm. to complain about it. Mm-hmm. And if you have the,
I will completely agree with that. But I just think it amplifies the whiny voices and not. And doesn't really and leads to believe this weird theory that all of us out here running around, you know, in the millennial age bracket, are the same when we're not.
I can understand that. It's not
the example that I just gave you of my life and all that. That's in comparison to a lot of these other kids that, you know what I mean, like, you know, Curtis over here, his dad still pays his phone for him and whatever. Like, what is that?
Why do you, since I was in high school. Why do they feel like you have to buy a house? Like, if you don't buy a house, you don't buy a house. Yeah. Like, if you don't go to college,
because
you don't go to college.
It's property. It's something I can pass on to my kids.
I know, but
bro.
If you
like,
can't.
Come on,
but,
man.
The thing is like, if it's too difficult for you, it's simple, right? I hear people complaining about the rent in Boston and how the rent is so expensive. Okay, you know, that's just the way the world works, right? When we were younger or when people were younger, rent wasn't as expensive as it is now. It's right. It's just called the evolution of money and how much it costs. So why not? Don't live in Boston. Move out to Lawrence. Move out to, if you want to buy a house, move to New Hampshire.
Get a couple roommates.
Mm. Yes.
That's what I had to do.
Get some roommates.
Get some roommates.
I'd rather be poor.
But the problem is, Greg, here's the problem with millennials. Not all of them, but some of them. They're never satisfied. Oh, so now I got to move to Lawrence. That means I got to commute.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to pay $1,500 for a two-bedroom apartment, you ain't getting that nowhere near the city.
Yeah, well, because they've been taught that everything is equal and fair.
Well, it's not.
By their parents. That's hello, Sam.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Sam?
How are you doing? I'm a school teacher, and I'm listening to trash public schools, and you're completely wrong. Public schools are there to teach kids how to think. It's parents that can teach you how to do a checkbook. That's what my parents did. You know, and, you know, you don't have to go to school to learn how to do taxes. You go to school to learn upper math, to learn how to think.
Yeah,
not
but I don't
addition and subtraction.
Sam, I think you can find room to also teach basic life skills. They used to do it years ago.
Yeah, when? Now they
can't you make that part of a
now
finance
they have to
class?
Do civics. No, listen, you have there's so many more requirements now in school that you have to take. There's no room for the babysitting.
Is there room for physical education? Hey, Sam, is there room for physical education for
yes,
gym?
Yes, it's part of the law. It's
for
law.
All
you
right,
have
so-
to do it.
Okay, well, great.
So, well, maybe they can make a law to teach you how to,
I don't agree with Sam. So you're teaching kids about history and stuff, and he says what the...
History and stuff.
Well, no, but it's true, though. It's like things that they're not using unless you decide you want to be a history major, right?
So, Wiggy, the problem is with that thinking is that just because you're not a history teacher doesn't mean you don't need history. Look what the problems we're having now. We're not looking at the history of our government. We're not looking at the history of the bozos that are in charge of this country.
Well, that's because they have no life skills.
Learning history.
No. It's not because they don't learn
it.
Sam, you're out of your mind. It's because that's what's wrong with the teachers in society. It's not because of the history. It's because these kids, when they grow up to be politicians, have no real world experience. You're talking about teaching kids higher math educations. Every kid has a phone and they can use a calculator and everything they do now.
Robot uprising. That's how they're going to get us.
Jeremy
we can't
is triggered.
Oh, God.
Jeremy is
so
triggered.
So you're trying to teach a kid about algebra that he's never going to use?
Calculus? What about calculus?
No, serious, let's be honest. No, I get it, Sam. That's what's. It's not just public schools. It's all schools. You guys are completely blind to what these young kids need to learn.
Utes.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to let me? Are you going to let me talk, or are you just going to shout over me?
Well, I just had to get
the
my point across.
The problem is that thinking skills, learning, because tax forms change, mortgages change. If you don't learn how to think and you only learn how to fill out a form, you're never going to learn the stuff that you need to do in real world stuff.
All
I maybe never use calculus, but learning how logically to solve problems is what's important, not the specific how to add and subtract on a tax form. You guys have no understanding what kids actually need today.
Sam?
Thank you.
Thank you for your perspective.
So we'll learn about when the Mayflower landed on Plymouth Rock.
Sam is very upset. Nice. What is going to upset Sam if he has to teach students about real life things?
Huh.
What I mean, what how to do a job interview? How to interact with other human beings?
Mm-hmm. How to make a resume?
How to create your resume?
I'm wondering, are they going to offer a special class on the evolution of money?
Oh. Oh. Curtis isn't here. Daniel going the Curtis route.
I mean, I just don't get that's what it is. It's not just public schools. It's all these schools. Mm-hmm. You got to, my kids come home in the homework and I'm like, really? Some of the stuff that they got to do?
Right.
Like, can't they teach you, how to put together a resume, how to, balance a checkbook? Well, not balance a checkbook, really figure out.
How to handle your finances.
Right, your finances and how to budget and that kind of thing.
Well, we're a tad bit behind, so I don't think I have the time right this second. But speaking of all of that, coming up next, we will talk about the latest high school sport.
Oh, okay.
If you think that the youth of America are overweight, lazy, don't get enough physical activity in their lives, then you may be somewhat disturbed by what is becoming the latest high school sport. We'll get to that coming up next.
Two youths.
What is a youth?
Now, it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Painted faces through the places I can't reach. You know that I could use somebody. You know that I could use somebody. Someone like you.
Is it a read every text Friday, but it's kind of a rejoin can play longer Friday because that's such a good tune.
Who is that?
That's the Kings of Leon.
Oh, okay.
Is that a bro show?
Yes, it is a bro show. Mm. Absolutely.
It's like a summer bro show. Uh-huh. Like a pavilion bro show.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it, Deandra.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
I did in college too.
Here's a text. 910 text. With an obscure reference from the old show, which says, I'm away on business, and I just had a cold finish while thinking of you guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you know?
That's North Carolina, by the way.
Oh, hello, North Carolina.
North Cackalack.
Good luck on your business trip. Do you know about the cold finish?
I have no idea what the cold finish
is. Ken, do you know about the cold finish?
I do not, no.
It is healthy for one to finish their shower off with the coldest water possible.
Correct.
Is it?
That gets the blood flow going.
Yes.
Closes up the pores in your hair follicles.
Yes. I can't bring myself to do it. I tried when we learned about it on the old program. It's not that, Danielle. I take a shower every morning. Some people take it at night.
I'm a night shower.
As long as you take it.
Well,
every day.
But they say, there are people who say you should not shower. Like every day, you should shower like every third day or something.
It can be very drying for your skin.
That's the Fitzy plan.
You could see them holding signs right before you get on the expressway.
Oh, Jeremy.
Shower every day.
Come on, Jeremy.
Come on.
I mean, I have some sympathy for people.
I was going back to what Jeremy Wiggins said.
Hello, Jeremy Wiggins. Do you know her, Danielle?
I do.
Danielle Trotta?
Yes. Danielle K. Trotta.
Danielle K. Trotta. Yes. Is that like Tom E. Curran?
Correct. And Greg E. Hill?
Like I've said before, Jermaine is such a difficult name to pronounce.
I mean,
we feel? People spell our name Daniel all the time.
I mean, isn't it bothersome, though, that she doesn't know your name?
Well, it's bothersome that people can't figure out Jermaine.
Right. Well, they call you Jerome.
I told you.
Yeah, Jerome.
It goes back to the only people that are calling me this are people that haven't really heard the name Jermaine before. I don't know how you haven't been able to hear that name because it seems like, it's not like a hugely popular name. But
it's out there.
It's out there.
I mean, you said it was the Anglo-Saxons.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
It's not like my name is Enkel Harry, where Nikhil, when they're like, oh, I don't really get that. What is that, NK?
Well, you got to stay with the J theme, so it'd have to be like Jaquiel Wiggins or something like that.
Right. A Javonte.
Javonte Wiggins.
We just got so far away that I had to stop and think for a second what his first name actually was. I'm like, wait,
is it Jerome? Is it Jermaine? Is it Jermaine?
It's J apostrophe Main.
Right.
Jermaine.
Jerome. I don't agree with Jerome. I'm a millennial, and Jerome is out of his mind.
Like the Weeknd.
All right. Speaking of that, Wiggy, when you were at East Boston High School,
yes, very fine institution.
Jamail.
Which sports did you letter in?
Okay,
I'm assuming football.
Yes.
Okay.
Basketball.
Basketball.
All city and baseball.
Oh, and baseball.
Yes.
Okay.
And track.
Okay.
Well, I needed because the Spanish teacher was the track teacher.
Okay.
So I had to get a good grade.
Apparently, the newest sport that high schools are embracing when it comes to varsity sports is Fortnite.
Yes. Fortnite.
Really?
So,
a video game.
So are we really doing this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're doing it.
Yes.
We are doing it,
yes.
Okay. Jerome.
When it comes to popularity,
Jerome.
Fortnite is becoming a very popular high school sport.
Wow.
Now, I believe that I'm assuming that sports in schools were created to allow students the opportunity to get some physical activity in. Is that
unless you're the kid that just couldn't get to the top of the rope? I don't want to bring up a sore subject.
That's a sore subject.
Upper body strength whatsoever.
It's not that I didn't have upper body strength.
Mm-hmm.
It was that my lower body was too large for my upper body strength to pull up the ropes. Okay. So I could never.
It's inadequate.
It's going to be, when I die, which may be soon, it's going to be one of the great frustrations of my life was that I was never able to make it to the top
of
the ropes.
Don't worry about this. A lot of people can't do that.
Never. I could never do it.
You remember when we did the story, I want to say about a year or two ago, about the guy who was very heavy and was being cremated, and it set the whole crematorium on fire because of all the fat?
Yes.
That's when you die.
Ouch. Jeez.
I'm just kidding. It looks great right here.
Just burn them outside.
Yeah.
So.
It's accurate.
Fortnite.
Yeah. Fortnite, that's good. That's the new high school sport.
Fortnite.
And then they wonder why there are some millennials. I won't put them all out there, but there are some millennials out there that need to take a, what's it, Curtis Day? What are we calling this day?
Recharge the batteries.
All right. Well, this is the reason why we're all going to be speaking Chinese in a couple years.
Oh, you should learn Mandarin.
They're going to invade, or Mandarin, whatever.
Yeah.
They're going to invade, and all of our youth who are supposed to protect us are going to be in their Fortnite uniforms from their high school having Fortnite practice.
Right.
Not able to converse with anybody in the
library.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't do it out on the field.
I bet it's probably in the auditorium or like in a science room.
They have specialized rooms.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that's it. That's just the America we live in, man. Let's get these, rather than, dealing with obesity and these kids being overweight and, these kids having issues, social issues because they can't deal with other kids and, they don't know how to get along with other kids. Let's just, have Fortnite where they could put headsets on and play a video game.
All right. Well, you can get a scholarship at some universities for video gaming, so maybe this is a good thing.
There's a company that's called PlayVS that's actually been instrumental in getting Fortnite into high schools and colleges, and they're working with a lot of educational institutions to actually draft these programs to make esports a thing.
Huh. I wonder if we have athletic directors who are listening right now at our local high schools who are going to immediately begin a Fortnite team. They got a hoop team.
Well, it's because it's like dudes like Ninja and all these cats that are out there that make a ton of money. Now, there are some dudes that play Fortnite that make a ton of money.
Millions.
Oh, yeah. And their videos are all over YouTube. And so now what ends up happening is now everybody thinks they can be a Fortnite player.
Now, the girls play Fortnite? Is this Title IX compliant?
I think it's co-ed, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's...
But no girls actually play Fortnite.
Ken, you're going to outrage some of the gamer females. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, they create all the skins and everything in that?
Yeah, well, it's not the uniforms. It's not a high school Fortnite uniform. It's a high school Fortnite skin.
Yeah.
That's what they'll call it. All right. we have to get to this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses. People are so dumb.
Time now for the dumbest of the day, and it's Rob Parker from FS1. Is that correct, Ken?
Correct. Now, Dale would be very upset that we play this at all. He doesn't like to hear Kellerman. He doesn't like to hear Parker, any of the haters, because he feels like they're just trolling for attention, and we're giving it to them.
Okay.
But this is so dumb. It's like it deserves to be played.
Okay.
Here's Rob Parker on FS1 yesterday.
If I'm in a Super Bowl situation and I need a clutch play at the end of the game or whatever, I would take Eli Manning over Tom Brady any day.
Oh,
it wouldn't even be close.
What?
Eli Manning day over Tom Brady. Eli, when you look at his highlight reel, Adam Vinatieri's not in it. He's not a co-star in the video. It's about Eli making the big plays. And Eli
is as
clutch.
Yet he doesn't have as many. How many has he got?
Two? All I know is he beat Brady twice.
They're fine.
He beat Brady twice.
We're going to give you a Hall of Fame plaque for that.
Yep.
Get out. I mean,
Trump needs to step in. This is where Trump needs to step in and send this dude to, like, what is it, Guantanamo Bay or something? Come on now,
I think we shut that down.
Oh,
it's not operating at the level it wants.
There's got to be a place we can send somebody like this for his horrible take. Come on.
Get him out. What a buffoon.
But don't you...
I mean, if it weren't for one lucky pass, then Eli Manning would only have one... And one Welker... Well, yeah, actually, one lucky pass and one Welker drop... And Eli Manning would have no Super Bowls.
Right.
Zero Super Bowls.
Well, that was my original lead. And somebody like Eli is probably going into the Hall of Fame. A guy that is a 500 quarterback throughout his career, when you look statistically at his numbers. Granted, he's played forever and he's got a million, he's got a ton of passing yards. But just think about this. And I give Shannon Sharpe credit because I heard it yesterday. It might have been on OMF where I heard it, where he said, "Are there general managers out there going, we need to find the next Eli Manning?"
No,
I mean think about that. And you got Rob Parker saying that he would take Eli over Brady is just stupid.
Well,
man.
Your lead this morning at 6 at the start of the show was that sports should do away with mm-hmm. the halls of fame because everybody is now making them.
Yeah. You think about Eli statistically, 117-117 in his record, 50% winning percentage. He's got 244 interceptions, 366 touchdowns. I mean, he played forever. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame because, he had a couple good postseasons and made some plays. And now we're just putting everybody in the Hall of Fame. Anybody who can play long enough and get enough stats is going to go into the Hall of Fame.
Well, one thing for sure, writers should not be electing Hall of Fame members. That is just dumb. Why do media members select who goes into a Hall of Fame?
Agree.
Come up with
your own
committee. I mean, these people are so flawed.
Well, it ought to be, if it's going to be anybody, it should be players.
Well, it should be a combination of players, maybe like former executives,
coaches. Yeah.
Because that's the thing, and we had this argument about the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yes.
So Derek Jeter is almost, what'd he get? Like every vote but one?
Right.
Right.
The one guy who doesn't vote for him, we don't know who these people are. You should have to, you should have to be able to come out and tell everybody who you are. So we
and
know
why you didn't vote for him.
Why one guy does not vote for Derek Jeter to make him unanimous is beyond me when everybody else votes for him. And people now are just voting for guys because they're a nice guy. Same with Curt Schilling. They won't let Curt Schilling in because they don't like his political beliefs.
Yeah.
It's about your performance, and that should be all it's about.
All right. Well, coming up next, Wiggy will launch a spirited defense of Antonio Brown, who is now in custody. So we'll get to that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.